We'll continue to read Ephesians. We're about to finish.
我们从去年的6月份开始，一段一段仔细的来看，到现在我们还在快结尾的地方。
We started in June last year, and now we're about to finish.
这本书实在是太宝贵了。
It's a precious book.
有非常丰盛的宝贵的信息。
There are wonderful messages in it.
那今天保罗说，我有末了的话要对大家来讲。
Here Paul says he has final words.
我们稍微回忆一下，他前面都讲了什么。
What did he talk about before?
很简单的讲，前面三章，他带我们飞到神的宝座的面前。
In the first three chapters, he helped us to fly and fly to the throne of God.
用神的眼光来看待我们的救恩，看待我们的教会，看待神在地上的作为。
With God's perspective, look at our church, our salvation, and what he does in this world.
4到6章他开始落地了，带我们回到我们的现实的生活当中，我们的行事为人，我们如何与神同行。
And in the last three chapters, he kind of helped us land in this world, and concretely, how do we live in this world?
大家还记得我们前几次有讲到家庭的关系，夫妻的关系，儿女和这个父母的关系，在工作上的关系等等。
And talked about all kinds of relationships between husband and wife, and also in the parents and children, as well as master and slaves.
这些都讲完了。
All these things he finished.
他说我还有末了的话。
And then he said, I have final words.
这个飞机还在跑道上滑行，还没有完全停下来。
And this plane is kind of landing on the runway. It's not quite stopping yet.
我们坐飞机都知道，当这个飞机一旦降落以后，这个整个。 这个机舱里面都好像有一种不安的气氛，大家准备要拿东西要下飞机了。
We know the plane is about to land. We are kind of getting ready to kind of depart, deplane.
但是这个时候，乘务员会提醒我们说，不要离开你的座位，不要解开你的安全带，因为飞机还没有停稳呢。
The flight attendant reminds us, please keep your seat belts on and don't leave your seat.
最后这一段。 依然要坚持住，所以幕后这一段话是很重要的一段话。So
these final words are very important words.
当保罗讲完了所有的这个救恩的真理、教会的真理、彰显神荣耀的经历，又讲我们实际生活之后，最后有这样一段话来嘱咐我们，是非常重要的一段话。So
after all these words about the salvation and also about how we live in this world, there are these very important words at the very end to remind us.
末了的话不一定是最重要的，但是这一段我们不能不听。
They may not be the most important, but we cannot skip it.
最后这一段话也不一定是全本以弗所书最精彩的话，但是这一段话如果我们没有听清楚的话，会有很大的影响。
They may not be the most amazing words, but if you don't listen to it, that may be big impact on us.
而且末了的话不能从开头讲，也不能在中间讲，前面的话必须都讲完之后，他才能够讲这一段末了的话。
And those final words cannot be said in the beginning or the middle. They have to wait until all those previous things have been said.
如果这一段末了的话我们没有听清楚的话，可能前面我们听的那些都白搭了。
If we don't listen to these final words, then maybe all the things that we heard earlier will be futile.
丈夫要爱妻子，像爱自己的身体一样，爱到舍己的地步，这样的道理好不好？
And what the truth about the husband loving his wife until the point of just dying for his wife, is that important?
当然好了。
Of course, they are good and important words.
但是我们这些做丈夫的，每天都这样爱我们的妻子了吗？
But do we husbands love our wives every day like that?
可能大部分的情况下，大部分的时间里面，我们都没有做到。为什么？
And probably most of the time we couldn't do it.
就是这里末了的话讲的，我们要做刚强的那个丈夫，我们才能够把神的那个真理能够活出来。And
maybe like the final words here, we have to be strong in the Lord as husbands, then we can live out those words.
妻子要顺从自己的丈夫，像顺从主一样，应不应该？
Should the wives submit to the husband like they submit to the Lord?
以前我们可能不了解这个道理，但听了保罗讲了之后，原来婚姻夫妻的关系不光是婚姻当中的人的问题，是神设定要彰显基督与教会，教会要顺从基督的这个关系，那我们就明白了。
And before we may not quite understand it, but after Paul explained how the wife should submit to the Lord, to the husband as if the church should be submitting to Christ, and now we understand.
但听懂这个道理的这妻子们真的有做到吗？从心里去顺服自己的丈夫，不仅是行为表面上的顺服，而且从心里面去顺服的话，这个事情是容易做到的吗？
Is it easy for the wives to truly submit not just on the surface but also from the inside?
顺服自己的丈夫像顺从主一样，这个是容易的吗？
Is it easy to submit to the husband as if you're submitting to the Lord?
什么样的妻子可以做到呢？
What kind of wives can do that?
要首先成为一个刚强的妻子，才能够把前面听到这些道理能够真正的能够活出来。
Has to be a wife who is strong in the Lord to, in order to do all of those things.
在各样的事上，保罗说我们行事为人要与我们所蒙的恩召相称。
And Paul was reminded us whatever we do or say, we have to be in accordance to our salvation.
在家庭中，在教会当中，我们要竭力的保守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
And that we have to be united in the Lord and in the family and the church.
我们要彼此相爱。
We have to love each other.
我们要活出圣洁。
We have to live a holy life.
我们要在光中行，要在真理当中行，这些道理都非常的好。
We need to walk and live in the light.
但是怎么才能够活出来呢？
But how can we live them out?
就是这一段话提醒我们的，我们要做刚强的人。
And just like these words reminding us, we have to be strong in the Lord.
你要吗？
Do you want it?
你要做刚强的人吗？
Do you want to be strong in the Lord?
昨天星期六啊，应该是这个幸福小组早晨七点钟同工就聚集，然后七点半就开始聚会了。
And then yesterday the coworkers said seven because it was supposed to start 7:30.
结果七点十五我收到同工的一个电话。
But at 7:15 in the morning I received this phone call from coworkers.
牧师，我们都在网上等你啊，你怎么还没有上网啊
？And they were saying we were all waiting for you online. How come you have not joined us online?
我前一天还在提醒其他的同工，明天七点钟我们要上线呢。
And I was reminding the coworkers that we have to get online at seven.
结果第二天早上我早早就醒了，但完全好像把这件事情忘记了。
But then I woke up early in the day and then I totally forgot.
自己的身体好像已经习惯了，星期六的早晨哈就是可以放松一下，可以睡睡懒觉的时候。
My body has adapted to this habit that I can kind of maybe just relax and.
但服侍幸福小组要早晨六点多钟就要起来，七点钟就要上线，就开始祷告了，七点半就开始聚会了。哇，这个身体本身要都有点不习惯。
And then, but for happiness group, they kind of get up and seek something, and then so get praying at seven, and then start the meeting at 7:30. It's kind of not used to it.
做刚强的人，参与属灵的征战是要付上代价的。
We have to pay a price to be strong in the Lord to have into, to engage in the spiritual battle.
不只是说说而已。
Just talking, not just talking.
不只是说心里面很受感动，然后我立了一个志向而已。
It's not to say, oh, I moved in my heart, I made a resolution.
是要训练你的身体，要把你的时间拿出来，然后真的是在那个时候能够靠着主的恩典，能够顺从主的安排去做到这些事情，那不是一件容易的事情。
And we have to kind of train our body and then to just to not easy to kind of get engaged like that.
我们教会从2021年开始连续不断的借着这种福音小组的方式，在网络上，在实体，现在我们开始了哈，来坚持不断的传扬福音，这是要许许多多的同工弟兄姐妹要付上真真实实的代价的。
Ever since 2021, we've been engaging in online and now also in person happiness groups.And we need to pay a price to keep on preaching the gospel.
我还记得刚开始我们这一批同工接受这个福气教会高雄的那个教会培训的时候，当中有一个同工给我们做见证。
I remember when we first received training from this Taiwan church in Kaohsiung, and one coworker said something like this.
他就讲这个黑乌鸦白乌鸦的事情。
He was talking a black crow or a white crow.
这是一个姊妹，她说我走过了很多的教会。
And this sister said, I've been to many churches.
那我发觉天下乌鸦一般黑。
She said, I found that all the crows are equally dark in this world.
现在的教会大部分都不传福音的了。
Most churches today do not preach the gospel.
不仅信徒不传福音，连传道人都不传福音了。
Not only the congregation does not preach the gospel, even the ministers, they don't.
结果他来到这个福气教会，他发觉哇，这一般人是传福音的人。
And then when she came to this Kaohsiung church, she found that oh, they preach the gospel.
啊，这帮人不一样。
They're different.
在天下乌鸦一般黑的当中，这一批人好像是白乌鸦。
Among all the black crows in the world, this one seems to be the white crows.
干嘛要那么努力？大家都不去传福音，主日来敬拜，来参加聚会，到时候参加祷告会，好像这些事情按部就班进行就好了。为什么要花那么大的力气，非得要去传福音呢？
Why do I spend so much effort to go preach the gospel? Why can't just attend services and prayer meetings?
大家一起做黑乌鸦就好了，为什么要去做跟别人不一样的事情呢？
Let's be black crows together, then good enough.
但是知道他自己知道他不能这样。
But she knows that she could not be like that.
所以他跟我们做见证说，他在神的面前立了一个志向，他要做一只白乌鸦。
So she made a testimony to us that she vowed to be a white crow.
愿意为福音的事情，愿意为持续的坚持不断的传福音的事情，摆上自己的时间，摆上自己的代价。
She wanted to give up her time and her cost to be someone who preaches the gospel.
这是靠着主刚强的人。
This is someone who is strong in the Lord.
你愿意做这样的人吗？
Do you want to be someone like that?
这次去泰国，我听到一个小老虎的见证。
This time when I went to Thailand, I heard a testimony of a little tiger.
那他的名字也叫 Vivian。
他的
他叫 Vivian。
Her name is Vivian。
哎呀，英文名字啊，他年轻的妈妈。
A young mother。
被神呼召去做宣教士。
Called by God to be a missionary。
但是他发觉教会里的人好像对宣教的事情都不很关心。
But yet she found that the church, somehow the church people don't seem to care about it.
也不了解。
They don't understand.
他讲的这些话别人好像都听不懂一样。
And so they couldn't understand what she said.
但是在他里面有神清楚的呼召，神的灵不断的催逼他，就是要进入到宣教工厂，就是要接受培训，要做小老虎。
But yet she has this clear calling from God and Holy Spirit has been urging her to attend this missionary training.
不仅他自己去，带着老公一起去。
Not only she went, she also brought her husband.
所以夫妻两个一起接受训练。
So the husband and wife together received training.
不光夫妻两个一起去，带着他们六个月大的孩子，刚刚出生不久啊，六个月大的儿子，带着一起去清迈去参与这个训练。
Not only the husband and wife, they brought along the 6-month-old son to go to Chiang Mai.
哦，这不是件容易的事情。
It's not easy.
六个月大的孩子晚上会醒的。
6-month-old child, they're still waking up at night.
晚上醒了，妈妈要去喂奶的。
And then they have to be fed at night.
所以他晚上就睡不好觉，结果白天就没有精神，所以前面这段时间他非常的痛苦。
So when she was waking up at night, so that means in the daytime, she really cannot keep herself awake, so it was a tough time for her.
泰国的这个卫生环境不好，孩子常常生病。
And the sanitation in Thailand was not good, so the kid was sick a lot.
后来他们有一个月的时间要去马来西亚，那个条件更差，到那儿去转宣。
And then they have to spend a month in Malaysia, and the sanitation environment was even worse.
这个几个月大的孩子跟他们的父母一样睡在地板上。
And this 6-month-old child have to be like the parents sleeping on the floor.
孩子晚上发烧，妈妈的心在痛。
And then the kid would be having a fever at night, and it will be torture for the mom.
跪在神的面前祷告，求神怜悯，求神医治，半个小时祷告。
And she would be kneeling in front of the Lord, praying and asking for God's mercy.
出来以后，孩子还在发烧。
And after she came out, the kid was still having a fever.
病并没有解决。
And it wouldn't resolve the problem.
他实在是这个忍受不了了，他在马来西亚只待了一个星期就跑回清迈去了。
So she couldn't really take it, and then after staying in Malaysia for a week, she went back to Thailand.
他心里对自己讲说，我不想再做这个勇敢的人了。
And then she said, I don't really want to be this brave person, courageous person anymore.
为什么要吃这么多的苦呢？
Why do I have so much suffering?
为什么让我的孩子这么小跟我一起受苦呢？
Why do I have my young child suffer with me?
我跟别人一样正常的做基督徒不是很好吗？
If I'd like other people to be a normal Christian, isn't that good enough?
后来他站在他毕业的时候站在众人面前做见证的时候，他说我那个时候就像一个叫做叶公好龙的人。
And then she was making a testimony when she graduated. It's like something, I'm like someone who said I like something but actually don't.
这个姓叶的人一直希望能看到龙，看到龙。
This person with the last name Ye wants to see a dragon.
这个龙真的来的时候，哇，吓得他就逃跑了。
But then when the dragon really comes, he was so scared he ran away.
他说我以前一直祷告，一直祷告，盼望自己成为那个宣教士。
And she said, I pray and pray, I want to become a missionary.
但我真的进入到宣教士这个角色，参与短宣的时候，遇到困难我却没有办法承受。
But yet, when I encounter difficulty, when I enter into missionary work, I cannot take it.
你真的想做刚强的人吗？
Do you want to be strong in the Lord?
保罗说，我还有末了的话对你们说。
Paul said, I have final words for you.
你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。
Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power.
这句话如果把它缩减一下，变成最短的句子是什么？
How do I shorten this sentence?
把其他的修饰语都去掉，缩成最短的话，这句话应该怎么讲？
How do you say it if you want to kind of condense this to the fewest words?
就是你们要做刚强的人。
That you have to be strong in the Lord.
你们要做刚强的人。
You have to be strong in the Lord.
这是保罗跟我们讲的时候啊，要表达一个很清楚的意思。
He wants to convey a very clear message to us.
他提醒我们说，做刚强的人这件事情不是自动自发发生的。
To be strong in the Lord is not something automatic.
是你要配合神的工作，你心里面要愿意，你要成为，你愿意成为刚强的人。
But you need to be willing, you want to be someone who is strong.
当你知道做刚强的人要承受的，做刚强的人要摆上的，做刚强的人要付出那些代价以后，你还要成为刚强的人，那是成为刚强的人的第一个条件。
The first condition is that you are willing to pay the price and the cost to be strong in the Lord.
还记得那个耶稣在耶路撒冷第十大池边上问那个瘫子吗？
And do you remember Jesus asking this paralytic?
在那个第十大池那个瘫子他已经病了38年了。
He has been sick for 38 years.
他天天被人抬在那里哈，瘫子嘛，不能自己走路，被人抬到那个池子边上。
And then, because he could not walk and everybody would take him there every day.
等待医治
to wait for healing.
当耶稣走过的时候
When Jesus passed by,
问这个人很奇怪的一个问题
He has a strange question.
他已经病了38年了
He has been sick for 38 years,
很痛苦的
very, much
行动不便
and it doesn't change.
天天要别人照顾他
Every day somebody has to take care
耶稣却问他一个问题
and then Jesus asked a question.
你愿意得医治吗
Are you willing to be healed?
你觉不觉得奇怪
Isn't it strange?
你说当然了谁不愿意得医治
Who doesn't want to be healed?
但是耶稣先要问他你真的愿意吗
But Jesus asked him, do you really want to be healed?
从此以后你脱离这种被人照顾的一种状态
And you will escape this environment that has to be taken care of.
你要独立的站立独立的行走
You will be walking and living independently.
医治这件事情本身并不难
It's not difficult to heal.
耶稣对他讲说起来拿着你的褥子走吧
And then Jesus would say, get up and walk with your mat.
他就起来了
And then he would get up.
但是在这之前耶稣先问你真的想得医治吗你真的想改变你现在的现状吗你真的想真是活出那个健康的那个刚强的那个生命吗
But Jesus before all of us asked this question, do you really want to be healed? Do you really want to live independently?
常常我们已经习惯了一种的生活方式都不愿意发生改变的。
Sometimes we use a certain style and living and then we don't want to change.
改变会带来很大的这个痛苦的。
Change will bring suffering.
会对我们发出很多很重要的挑战改变的
and many changes and challenges
所以做刚强的人
to be strong in the Lord
保罗提醒那个提摩太有点软弱了有点胆怯了有点要退回去了因为保罗这个使徒被抓被关在监牢里面
and then Paul was reminding Timothy that because Paul was imprisoned that Timothy may be feeling a little bit timid and scared
保罗特别写信鼓励这个有一点要软弱要退下去的这个提摩太说为此我提醒你使你讲神借着我按手所给你的恩赐再如火再眺望起来因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心
And to Timothy he said this is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I lay my hands on you for God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidityBut of power, love, and self-discipline.
不要因为逼迫来到，不要因为有人被抓、被关在监牢里面，你就惧怕就退回去了。
Don't shrink back because of persecution of somebody being imprisoned.
保罗很恳切，他自己被抓在监牢当中，他却鼓励那个在监牢之外的提摩太说，我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Paul himself was in prison, but he encouraged someone who is outside of prison to say, Timothy, my dear son, be strong through the grace that God gives you in Christ Jesus.
做刚强的人，你是要面对征战的。
You have to face a battle to be strong in the Lord.
做刚强的人，你是会遇到阻力的。
You will receive resistance when you are strong in the Lord.
做刚强的人，你会面对敌人的攻击的。
You will face the attack of the enemies to be strong in the Lord.
做刚强的人，你会走到一个地步，你觉得很孤单，因为你的旁边的人好像一个一个都退去了。
To be strong in the Lord, you may face loneliness because everyone beside you will kind of shrink back.
当摩西过世了。年轻的一代的领袖约书亚起来的时候，神特别提醒他，我岂没有吩咐你，你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
When Moses is about to die and the new generation like Joshua is going to rise up, God reminded him and said, this is my command, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid or discouraged.For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
约书亚要走的道路是前人没有走过的。
The road that Joshua has to walk on is somebody never has trod before.
以前他跟随神很容易啊，只要跟着摩西就好。
It was easy before, all he has to do is follow Moses.
摩西上山，他跟着上山。
Moses go up the hill, he just follow up.
摩西下山，跟着他下山。
Moses get down the hill, he follow.
摩西上山祷告，他就带着兵上前去打仗，就得胜了。
Moses would pray and then he just had to lead the soldiers to fight and win.
但如今摩西不在了。
But now Moses is not around.
约书亚自己要起来要带领以色列人了。
Joshua has to rise up himself and lead the Israelites.
要过那一条约旦河。
To cross the Jordan.
要得那一块神所应许的迦南美地。
To get into the promised land Canaan.
神已经应许给他们，凡他们脚掌所踏的地都会赐给他们。
God has already promised them wherever they walk on, that land will be theirs.
但是他们要去踏呀，他们要去走啊，他们要去征战呢。
But they need to battle and they need to get out there.
在这个时候，在面临不测，面临这些的强大新的事情的时候，约书亚需要这样的鼓励，要让他刚强状态。
So Joshua needs the encouragement when he's going to go encounter these new things.
所以今天我们也是跟随主的时候，要有这样的刚强，要有这样的能力，才能够让神在我们身上的旨意得到完成。
And today as we follow God, we need to have to be strong in the Lord so that gospel may be accomplished in us.
所以还记得保罗在第三章，以弗所书第三章的时候就开始为这件事情祷告了。
Starting in chapter 3, Paul was praying for this.
他把很多的真理都讲明之后，他是边写以弗所书边为这个以弗所教会祷告的。
And as he was writing all of these things, that he was just praying for the church.
说他说我因此在父的面前屈膝，求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，照着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
And then I would pray that you would be strong in the Lord because of the Spirit of God.
保罗也在为我们祷告。
Paul was praying for us.
今天主也想问问你和我这样同样的问题，你要做刚强的人吗？
Jesus was asked us the same question today. Do you want to be strong in the Lord?
你预备好要成就神在你身上要成就的旨意而付出代价吗？
Are you willing to pay the price to accomplish the will of God in your life?
像那首诗歌所唱的哈，我已经决定要跟随耶稣了。
Just like a song we sing, I have decided to follow Jesus.
十字架在前头，世界在背后。
The cross before me, the world behind me.
跟随主，永不回头，永不回头。
Never turning back, no turning back.
谁无人跟随我依然要前行，你已经预备好了吗？
Are you ready that even though nobody follows me, I will still go?
虽然天下乌鸦一般黑，你愿意做那只跟别人不同的白乌鸦吗？
Even though all the crows in the world are dark, are you willing to be that white crow?
什么样的人是刚强的人？
Who is someone that is strong in the Lord?
前面讲了，保罗劝我们要做新造的人。
Before Paul told us to be a new creation,
要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
That we have to put off our old self and put on the new self.
那个是在讲我们得救的事情。
This is talking about our salvation.
你只要凭信相信耶稣基督，认罪悔改，你就在基督里做了新造的人。
If we repent through faith, then we will be a new creation.
这是第四章讲的事情，但是到了第六章，保罗劝我们不是做新造的人，而是做刚强的人。
And that was in chapter 4, but now in chapter 6, it's not just to be a new creation, but to be someone who is strong in the Lord.
做新造的人相对的是旧人。
And for the new creation, the opposite is the old self.
那做刚强的人相对的是什么呢？
What is the opposite of be strong in the Lord?
是软弱的人。
Someone who is weak.
是胆怯的人。
Someone who is timid.
是不强壮的人。
Someone who is not strong.
小孩子我们不会让他们做太多事情。
A little kid, we won't let them do too many things.
小小孩子是需要被呵护、被照顾、被喂养，让他有时间成长的。
So little kids, we need to kind of nourish them and protect them.
但是如果你信主一年、五年、十年、二十年，还像一个巨大的婴孩一样，等待着别人来照顾你，等待别人来喂养你，这就不是刚强的人。
But if you believe in the Lord for 1, 5, 10, 20 years, but you feel like this giant baby that needs someone to take care of you, then you're not strong in the Lord.
生病了，受伤了，需要修整，需要这个恢复。
If you're weak or if you're just wounded, then you kind of need someone to help you heal.
疾病得医治，受伤得这个缠果，得恢复之后，才能够强壮起来，重新投入战场。
And you have to be healed, and before you can be joined back into the ranks to be strong in the Lord.
刚强的人相对的是那些有感动却没有行动的人。
So someone who opposite is someone who is strong in the Lord is somebody who wants to, but yet they don't have any actions.
也有行动，踏出一步，但一遇到困难就退缩，就缩回去的人。
Or maybe they have action, but then they step out the first step and they receive resistance and then they shrink back.
刚强人的反面是常常立志却不能够持守自己的志向的人。
The opposite of someone who is strong in the Lord is someone who made a resolution, but they cannot persist.
我们当中很多弟兄姐妹一旦生病了哈，都留在家里参加网上的聚会，这我们都能够理解。
And sometimes we have brothers and sisters who are sick and they have to attend the service from home, and we understand.
也有一些弟兄姐妹出门了探亲，在外地哈，没有办法来到实体，通过网络参加聚会，我们这些都能够理解。
And somebody who is traveling outside, so they would kind of join us online, we also understand.
但是又没有生病，又没有出门，能够来到实体聚会，却好像舒舒服服的躲在家里面参加网络的聚会，这个就要问你是一个刚强愿意来到神的面前来敬拜他的这样的人吗？
But then if you're not sick, you're not traveling, but yeah, you just want to be comfortably sitting at home joining online, then you have to ask, are you strong in the Lord?
今天早晨收到雅茹姊妹从哈尔滨发来的信息。
This morning I received a message from Sister Yaru from Harbin.
这她回国以后第一次参加当地教会的主日崇拜。
She said that she joined a local church for the first time since she returned.
人不多。
Not a lot of people.
条件也没有我们这样的好。
Not good conditions like here.
但感谢主，那些弟兄姐妹依然持守着，在逼迫的环境当中，在这些危险就随时存在的环境当中，坚持实体的敬拜。
But yet these Christians are still persisting in meeting in person despite persecution and danger.
雅茹分享说他印象最深的就是说哇他们聚会当中祷告很多。
And one of the deep impressions that she got was that they pray a lot.
他整个聚会当中为个人祷告，为团体祷告，为教会祷告，为这个国度祷告，为别的人祷告。
And they were praying for themselves, for other people, for God's kingdom, and for the church.
你知道为什么他们有这样的力量吗？
Do you know why they have such strength?
他们怎么能够在这样的困难的环境下依然做刚强的人吗？
How can they be strong in the Lord in that environment?
不是他们自己有什么了不起。
It's not that great.
就是因为他们懂得怎么去支取上帝的能力。
It's really they know how to derive strength from God.
靠着祷告来依靠神，依靠他的大能大力来做刚强的人。
To rely on his great power through prayer.
上个星期天我还在清迈。
I was in Chiang Mai last week.
90多度。
90 some degrees.
小小的房间里面挤满了人，40多人挤在一个小房间里。
40 some people gathering in a small room.
几个人坐不下，他们就坐在地板上。
And then they would not have all the enough chairs and some would sit on the floor.
妈妈带着小小的孩子抱在怀中。
And then mothers would be holding little babies.
他们刚搬进那个场地，还没有装空调，吹的风扇。
And because they have not installed air conditioning yet in that new place, so they were just having all these fans.
让大家能够在那里聚集在一起，就是一起来敬拜，一起来赞美神。
But yet they can all gather here, there to kind of worship God and sing praises.
当中好多的弟兄姐妹是来自中国大陆。
Many of them came from mainland China.
他们好羡慕哦。
They are envious.
他们说一出来我们就可以大声的唱诗歌了。
And then when they came out, then they can sing loudly.
不用像在国内一样偷偷摸摸的啊，隐隐藏藏在那里去敬拜神。
It's not like when they're in mainland China, they have to kind of sneak around a little bit.
刚强的人不是刚硬的人。
To be a strong in the Lord is not someone who is kind of hard.
刚强的人不只是那些强壮、有能力、很有追求、很热心的人。
And to be strong in the Lord, not someone who is kind of like mighty in power and then with their physical strength.
常常在教会当中产生很多问题的人是那些热心的人。
Actually, the people who generate a lot of problems in the church are those people who are zealous.
常常教会当中产生问题的时候，不是那些不冷不热的人造成的，而是那些热心追求的人造成的。
The problems are usually not created by the lukewarm people, but actually those who are zealous.
如果你很有能力、很强壮，却缺少那个忍耐和温柔的话，你会因着你的强壮、因着你的追求，造成很多其他的问题。
If you're strong, but you're not gentle and patient, then you may create a lot of problems.
所以在创世纪49章啊，当雅各为他12个儿子祝福的时候，他有一段话特别祝福他其中的一个儿子叫以撒迦。他说以撒迦是个强壮的驴，卧在羊圈之中，他以安静为家，以肥地为美，便低肩背重，成为服苦的仆人。
When Jacob was blessing his 12 sons in Genesis 49, he had something to say about Issachar. It's a sturdy donkey resting between two saddle packs. When he sees how good the countryside is and how pleasant the land, he will bend his shoulder to the low and submit himself to hard labor.
在这里，雅各给我们描述一个很特别的一个仆人的形象。
Jacob was describing this.Picture of a servant.
他像一头强壮的驴。
Like a sturdy donkey.
这个强壮的驴呢，是在羊圈当中，而且是卧在那里。
And he was lying in the pen, in that pasture.
大家有没有觉得这个图画也有点特别
？Do you think that this is a little bit strange picture?
这个强壮的驴在羊圈当中其实很危险的。
Actually, a strong donkey in the middle of all the sheep is actually dangerous.
如果这头强壮的驴发起驴脾气来。这些羊就倒在了。
If this donkey throw a temper tantrum, then all the sheep will be in trouble.
如果这头强壮的驴不卧在那里，在那乱跑乱跳的话，哇，这些羊也倒在了。
If the donkey was just jumping around, then the sheep would be crushed.
如果这个强壮的驴发出那个驴叫声，哇，那个很难听的。
And if the donkey was baying, then it was kind of hard to hear.
但是这头驴很特别。
But this is a special donkey.
他以安静为美为家。
But yet he was resting quietly and peacefully.
他很安静。
He was peaceful.
不出声的时候，他就不乱叫的。
Won't be baying, without cause.
什么叫以肥地为美
？And what does it mean to be, how good the countryside is?
每个儿子后来发展成每个支派，他们是有自己一块地的，那块地是神给他们划定的抽签得到的，那块地叫肥地。
And all the children would receive their own allotted land, through, just picking up, the lot.
不管那块地是大是小，图纸是好是坏，那块地是肥美的地，是因为神给他们的，神就会祝福他们。
And that land was, regardless of the soil, is really blessed by God, and that's the fertile land they receive.
这头强壮的驴不乱跑乱跳，他就守住神给他的这个职分。
And this strong and sturdy donkey does not jump around, and because this is what God has given them.
因为他很强壮，所以他能够负很多的重量。
Because he was sturdy, he can take a lot of load.
但是他负重的时候，他特别讲说他是低肩负重。他是一个很谦卑的，愿意服下自己来谦卑的来服侍别人，服侍上帝。
And then when he is taking the load, he would bend his shoulder with a humility.
很重要，最后一句啊，成为服苦的仆人，不光是受苦的仆人哦。
And then the last sentence says that he submit himself to hard labor.
做仆人一定会受苦的。
To be a servant, you would have to suffer.
但是在受苦的仆人当中，有人是服苦，有人是不服苦的。
And then, but yet, as you are taking on the suffering, sometimes you will be willing, sometimes you will be unwilling.
有些这个受苦的仆人他会乱叫的。
And then somebody who is suffering, a servant, may kind of just make a lot of noise.
他会发怨言的。
He will be complaining.
他即使嘴里不讲，心里也会发怨言的。
Even though he may not say it out loud, he will be saying.
但这个仆人呢，他是一个服在神所让他受的这一切的苦当中，心里是愿意的。
But yet this servant is willing. He will submit himself to hard labor.
因为他知道他所做的一切都不是徒然，背后是有一个更高的意义，是让人神的心意在他身上得到满足的。
Because he realized that there is a higher purpose for his suffering.
有这样的人吗？
Are there people like that?
举几个例子吧。
Give some example.
巴拿巴就是这样的人。
Barnabas is such a person.
马可是一个软弱退后的人。
Mark was a person who was shrink back.
年轻人很愿意宣教哦。
He was a young person willing to be a missionary.
跟着保罗，跟着巴拿巴就上战场了。
He would go to the battlefield with Paul and Barnabas.
但没想到宣教的事情不是那么容易做到，在这路上会遇到困难的，行路当中会遇到这个强盗、盗贼的哈，很多困难。
But yet he didn't realize that there would be all kinds of resistance, and he would encounter thieves and robbers on the trip.
走到一半就跑回去了。
In the middle of that journey, he went back.
巴拿巴保罗继续往前走去宣教，他就自己跑回到耶路撒冷，跑回家了。
He went back to Jerusalem all by himself when Paul and Barnabas would continue the journey.
所以第二次再出去宣教的时候，保罗坚持说不能再带马可了。
And then the second journey, Paul was insisting, I'm not going to take him.
那这个时候巴拿巴站出来。
But yet at that time Barnabas stood up.
他愿意特别的去扶持这个曾经软弱过的年轻人。
He is willing to continue to nurture this one who once shrank back.
首先接纳他
，to accept him，
帮助他
，help him，
陪伴他
，accompany him，
直到他渐渐的从这个他自己知不知道软弱，他知道，马可自己也知道哈，但是他需要恩典帮助他能够继续的成长。
Mark knew that he was weak, but yet he needed grace to help him to continue to grow.
巴拿巴就是这样的人。
Barnabas was a person like that.
他心里刚强。
He was strong in the Lord.
他没有去论断这个马可。
He didn't judge him.
他没有丢弃这个马可。
He didn't desert him.
他愿意花他的时间投注，把他的生命投注在这个马可的年轻的生命当中。
He wants to continue to invest his life on his life.
以致到最后，这个马可强壮起来，他可以写成马可福音。
You know that in the end, Mark was strengthened, and he wrote the Gospel of Mark.
到保罗服侍的晚年，他写信特别告诉说，把马可也带来，他与我在传福音的事情是有益的。你看马可他强壮起来。
And then in the end, in the last days of Paul, he wrote his letter to say that Mark bring him on because he is beneficial to my work.
保罗也是一个刚强的人。
Paul was someone who is strong in the Lord.
虽然他当初没有办法接纳马可这个人，但是他后来他要带这个年轻的提摩太，要带年轻的这个提多跟他一起去同工。
Even though he didn't accept that young Mark, but in the end he was also willing to bring on Timothy and Titus.
所以刚强的人不是刚硬的人。
So a strong person is not someone who is just tough.
刚强的人是强壮加上温柔的人。
Is someone who is strong accompanied with gentleness.
温柔表现在他还有能力，他知道他把他的能力用在什么样的事情上。
Someone who is mighty in strength, but he knows where he should apply his strength.
他知道那些不该吵的架就不去吵，不该坚持的事情就不要去坚持，而顺着神的安排，守住神给他的这个命定的这个领域去忠心的去做。
You know that he needs to faithfully serve God in the area that he is supposed to, and not insist on fights that he shouldn't insist on.
刚强的人最完美的形象就是表现在主耶稣基督的身上。
The best example is illustrated in the life of Jesus.
他是一个刚强的人，为我们承受了我们自己无法承受的罪的那个代价。
He is someone who is willing to pay the price of sin for all of us.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Because of our sins, he received his
peace. 因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。
That we receive peace, and when he received
peace. 然而主耶稣基督对待那些软弱的、那个不刚强的人，他充满了温柔，充满了怜悯。
And he was full of mercy and love for those who is undeserving.
压伤的芦苇，他都不折断的；僵残的灯火，很快就熄灭的，他都不去吹灭它。
And a bruised reed he did not bend, and a light that is about to go out, he didn't go out.
我们教会当中需要这样低肩背重愿意服苦的仆人。
Our church needs someone who is willing to bend his shoulder to the low and submit himself to hard labor.
你我需要靠着主的恩典，朝着这个目标去求神来带领。
With God's grace, we need to aim towards this goal that God will lead us.
让我们也成为这样的能够以安静为家，以肥地为美的这样的服苦的仆人。
We need to be someone who is willing to settle in this good countryside and also the good pasture.
为什么一定要成为刚强的人？
Why do we have to be strong in the Lord?
我们每一天都在这个征战当中哦。
Every day we're in a battle.
彼得提醒我们了啊，我们要务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人呢。
Peter reminds us that we be alert and in sober mind. Your enemy is the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
魔鬼要吞吃什么样的人？
What does Satan want to devour?
刚强的人他是没有办法下口的。
So someone who is strong, he is not going to be capable of scaring away.
当我们靠着主的能力，依靠他的大能那里，而且穿上神所赐的全副军装的时候，魔鬼拿我们没有办法的。
If we put on the whole armor of God, then Satan cannot do anything to us.
什么样的人会被吞吃？
Who will be devoured?
就是那些不想做刚强的人的人。
It's those people who are not willing to be strong in the Lord.
就是那些停留在依然活在自己的那个软弱当中的人。
Someone who is continuing to stay in this weak state.
这是保罗在讲末了的话的时候向我们强调，我们是在征战当中啊，不要以为这是一个这个可以躲过的事情啊。
And Paul is reminding the final words that we are in this battle. Don't think you can kind of escape it.
我们一旦信了耶稣基督，一旦进入到耶稣的国度当中，我们就开始了一场征战了。
As we enter the kingdom of God, we begin this battle.
其实我们以前也在征战当中。
Actually, we were in a battle.
只不过我们站在另外一边。
Actually, was on the other side.
与神为敌。
To be enemy with God.
但是我们今天重生得救以后，进入到神的国度，我们就与魔鬼为敌了。
But when we are born again, entering God's kingdom, we are now enemy with Satan.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡。魔鬼的诡计。
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
因为我们并不是以属血气的征战哈，这个征战又是摔跤的意思哈，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战呢。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
保罗特别选择这个词哈，不是兵器的征战，而是摔跤式的征战。
And Paul is choosing this word to say it's not just a battle with weapons, but it's kind of like wrestling.
一般的战士不会去摔跤的。
And like a lot of, sorry, say again.
一般的战士打仗的时候，他不会是跟人去摔跤吗？
Okay. A normal battle is not doing a wrestling match.
即使是罗马兵丁啊，他是到什么时候才进入到这种摔跤的征战当中呢？
And when would the Roman soldiers know that they are getting into a wrestling match?
那真是所有的兵器都打光了，面对面面对敌人啊，这样一种肉搏战的时候啊，才是这种摔跤式的征战。
And only when they have finished using up all the weapons, and at that time they kind of have to kind of fight with their physical bodies like a wrestling.
所以保罗选择这个词来描述我们作为基督徒那个属灵征战的那种的激烈，那种的真实，那种你没办法躲避的。当你跟人摔跤的时候，你稍微一软，你就被压在底下，就被摔倒。
So that's why Paul chose this particular word to describe our spiritual battle, because you kind of have to fight with your own body, and then if you are not careful, then you will be pinned down.
虽然我们是软弱的。
Even though we're weak,
虽然我们没办法胜过这个属灵的仇敌，
Even though we cannot overcome the spiritual enemy,
但这件事情是可以做得到的。
But yet we can do it.
当我们靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，我们就可以做刚强的人。
When we rely on God's mighty power, then we can be strong in the Lord.
当我们顺从主的安排，穿戴神已经为我们预备好的啊，这是我们下一堂要讲的哈，怎么穿戴这个全副的军装？当你愿意穿上的时候。魔鬼就没有办法胜过我们。
When you follow God's order and put on this full armor of God, then Satan cannot win over you.
为什么要做刚强的人？
Why do we have to be strong in the Lord?
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切 才能站立得住。
Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground and after you have done everything to stand.
这里讲做刚强的人可以做成三件事情啊。
Someone who is strong in the Lord can accomplish three things.
第一个，我们有能力去抵挡仇敌了。
Number one, we can withstand the enemy.
在与魔鬼的征战当中啊，能够抵挡住仇敌的攻击。
We can withstand their evil's attack.
第二件事情叫并且成就了一切。
And able to accomplish, done everything.
神为什么要救我们？
Why does God save us?
神救我们就是要在我们的身上来成就他的旨意。
Because he wants to accomplish his will on us.
成就的这一切包括神要救赎我们，在我们的身上借着我们去行神要行的那些善事。
Not only to get saved, but to also accomplish all the good things that God wants to accomplish.
这是第二章讲的哦。
And that this,
我们得救是本乎恩，因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
And that our salvation is from God. It's not through our own might, our own works.
那神为什么要救我们呢？
Why does God want to save us?
为什么要把这个恩典给我们呢？
Why does he want to give us this grace?
好叫我们行善。
So that we can do good things.
就是神定制要让我们行的事。
So God's, the things that God's will for us to do.
摩西带以色列人出埃及为什么？
Why did Moses lead the Israelites out of Egypt?
不光是救他们脱离那个埃及法老的那个压迫，给他们的重担，让他们不再做奴隶了。
Not only to escape the slavery and the burden of Pharaoh.
神要在以色列人的身上成就什么？要使他们成为神的军队。
So what else God want to accomplish is to have them to become the army of God.
所以当他们出埃及的时候，圣经就描述说神的军队啊，那一天走出了埃及。
And so that's why when it talked about in Exodus, it's like God's army came out.
虽然他们这个四百多年在埃及是做奴隶的啊，是这个打为人打工的啊，这个完全不像一个军队。
So in 400 years in Egypt, they are just be slaves and not like an army of God.
但从神救赎他们、拯救他们的第一天开始，就给他们定义了哈。神救赎他们的目的是要把他们带出来，成为一个耶和华的军队，为神去征战，为神去得地，为神去分地的。
And so that was stated in the beginning that when they came out of Egypt, that their purpose is for them to become an army of God to fight for God.
同样的，神救赎我们，要在我们身上来成就神的旨意。
And same thing, when God saves us, He wants to accomplish His will on us.
什么人能够替神成就这些旨意？
What kind of people can accomplish God's will?
你必须要靠着主成为刚强的人。
And to rely on God to be strong in the Lord.
第三件事情，他还能站立得住。
And then thirdly, be able to stand your ground.
在这个属灵的征战当中，很多人呢是。前面也抵挡住仇敌了，也成就了这些事情，但最后就是站立不住了。
And then many people they were able to kind of to resist the devil, but yet in the end they were not able to stand their ground.
为了要成为这样刚强的人，成就一切之后还能够站立得住，你必须要穿戴神所赐的全副的啊，缺一不可的全副的军装。
And then also to be able to stand the ground in the end, that you need to put on the full armor, not lacking anything of God.
怎样做刚强的人呢？
How to be strong in the Lord?
前面我们讲了哈，神在问我你要吗？这是第一个条件，你真的愿意来承受这一件事情。
In the beginning, God asked, "Are you willing? Do you really want to be strong in the Lord?"
然后还要注意哈，我们要认识自己的软弱。
First, we need to admit our own weakness.
要承认自己的软弱。
We need to admit and willing to acknowledge our own weaknesses.
知道自己是软弱的，而且只有知道自己软弱的时候，你才知道怎样去变得刚强。
When you know your own weaknesses, then only then can you become strong in the Lord.
这是保罗讲的哈，啊，神对保罗讲，他对我说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
Paul said, each time he said, my grace is all you need, my power works best in weaknesses. So now I'm glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me.
保罗是很懂得如何靠着主，虽然他自己也很软弱，他身上也有根刺哈，求神三次让神来医治他，但神没有医治他，神就给他一句话说，我的恩典够你用的，你如果懂得如何来支取我的恩典，支取我的能力，你虽然软弱，你依然可以刚强的。
So Paul has his own weaknesses and he has his thorn on his on his body that he has asked God three times to remove, but God teaches him how to derive the strength from God.
所以你看保罗他说，我就为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
And Paul said, that's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses, and in the insults, hardships, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
他本来是软弱的，他也知道自己的软弱，而且他说，我什么时候软弱，什么时候就可以变刚强，这是因为有神的恩典和能力的伏笔。
He said that he knows his own weaknesses, and that's why he said, when I'm weak, then I am strong, because he knows how to derive the strength from God.
也这是我们要记得的哈，我们要学习夸自己的软弱，承认自己的软弱，然后在软弱当中学习支取上帝的恩典和能力。
So we need to learn to know our own weaknesses, both of our weaknesses, only then can we then come to God to derive His strength.
然后呢，在承认软弱的基础上，不要自己一个人去做刚强的人。
And then after we have admitted our own weaknesses, that we cannot go about it alone.
保罗说，我还有末了的话，你们要，他是用一个众数哈，对全部的这个以弗所教会的人讲说，你们一起来做刚强的人。
And then when Paul said finally, you in plural, that not just single person, but the entire church of Ephesus, that to be strong in the Lord together.
我们要有属灵同伴呢。
Do we have a spiritual companion?
姊妹身边要有你，跟你一起祷告的姊妹哦。
And for sisters, you will have someone who is under sisters to pray with you.
弟兄不要觉得自己好像比较刚强哈，我们都需要的，需要团契，需要小组，需要带导的同伴的。
And brothers, don't feel that you are someone who is strong. You also need someone like in the fellowship, in a small group, to be your companion.
传福音的时候，我们在一个团队里面，大家一起去传。
When we preach the gospel, we'll be in a team to preach it together.
灵修、祷告、读经，你一个人很难坚持长久的，找一群的弟兄姐妹，加入他们的行列，跟他们一起来追求主。
So if devotion is hard to be doing it alone, that you need to find a team to join it together.
对宣教有负担，不要自己去，就一个人打包就冲出去了哈，要跟团队，加入团队，跟同伴一起来完成这个大使命。
To be a missionary, you cannot go about alone, you need to also join a team to go out together.
在这个服事的过程当中，常常你会听到有人讲一句话，就是说，你如果要做事做得快，你要走得快，你一个人走就好了。
And so somebody, when you serve, you may often hear that if you want to go quickly, then maybe you do it by yourself.
但是你要想走得远，走得长久，你想你做的事情能够产生更大的影响力，你就不要一个人了啊，你就跟别人一起啊，在一个团队当中，大家一起去服事。
But yet, if you want to go far, you need to go with a team.
再有这里讲说要靠着主。
Here we talk about rely on the Lord.
靠着主的什么呢？
What does he
靠着主的宝血
to rely on his precious blood?
这是启示录告诉我们的哈，弟兄胜过他，胜过魔鬼，胜过魔鬼是靠什么呢？两样东西，一个是羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
Here talk about in Revelation, they triumph over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony.
支取耶稣基督的宝血来覆庇我们。
So that the precious blood of Christ would cover us.
在这个魔鬼的攻击之下，魔鬼会悄悄简简会控告我们的这个情况下，我们不能靠着自己啊，我们自己不行的哈，依靠耶稣基督宝血的遮盖，耶稣基督宝血的洁净，耶稣基督宝血的这个覆庇，我们才能够胜过魔鬼。
When Satan attacks us and accuses us that we need the precious blood of Jesus to cover us.
靠着主又是讲靠着主的名。
And also to rely on his name.
就魔鬼我们呼喊耶稣基督的名的时候，奉着耶稣基督的名在赶鬼在行事的时候，魔鬼他就失去了抵挡的能力。
When we call the name of Jesus to cast out devils, then the power of God will be with us.
靠着主又代表着靠着主的话语。
And to rely on God also to rely on his words.
在所有的全副军装当中有一个进攻的武器，就是神的道，是神的话，神口中所发出的话可以击败仇敌。
And in the full armor of God, there is one offensive weapon, and that is the word of God that will defeat the enemy.
再有啊，我们这个如何做刚强的人啊，要学习依赖圣灵的大能大力。
And then finally, we need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
注意哈，这里面就像我们这个练功一样哈，有内功有外功的。
And it's just like we talk about kung fu, that we have the inner strength and also the outer.
圣灵的充满，圣灵的同在，圣灵的能力是我们所练的这个内功哈，让圣灵的能力借着我们能够发出来。
And so to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit is like this inner strength that's supplying us.
穿戴神所赐的全副军装是外面的啊。我们的行为，我们的意义，我们的这个真理，我们所行路的鞋子哈，这是外功，还要穿戴整齐。
And so to put on the full armor of God is like this outer armor that we put on.
下一次我们会继续的展开哈，如何落到实处，我们真正可以做到穿戴神所赐全副的军装，成为那个刚强的人。
And then next we will be talking about how we will put on this full armor of God to be someone who is strong in the Lord.
今天盼望我们心里能够有这样的一个志向啊，靠着主来做刚强的人。
May we have this desire in us to be strong in the Lord.
前面讲到那个小老虎的故事啊，他在马来西亚只待了一个星期就忍不住了，他就跑回到这个清迈去了。
Earlier on we talked about this little tiger. She went to Malaysia for a week and then she went back to Thailand.
回到清迈，他有一段安静祷告聆听的时间。
And then there will be there was a period of time when she was in Thailand to be praying and to be quiet.
那有一次，这个王部长的太太哈，就是这个训练中心的同工呢，就跟他有一段的分享，他很受激励。
And then the wife of Wang Bujang was sharing with her, and then she was greatly encouraged.
这个王师母就跟他讲说，我们做宣教士啊，就有点像冲浪。
And then this Mrs. Wang was telling her to be a missionary is someone who is like serving.
你知道这个冲浪能够冲得好的话，不是靠着自己的力量，而是靠着那个海浪的力量，但是驾驭上海浪的力量，顺着海浪的力量呢，能够啊冲浪冲得好。
And to do it well is not by your own strength, but it's really using the strength of the surf to do it well.
困难，宣教工厂的困难，孩子的生病，这些都是实实在在的问题。
They are all very concrete problems when you face all thesebad conditions in the missions field.
但上帝的能力，圣灵同在的能力，里面这个力量能够远远的胜过外面这些的苦难。
But yet the strength of God can greatly overcome all these outer difficulties.
这一段话他听进去了啊，所以休息了几天之后，他再次带着自己几个月大的孩子又飞回到马来西亚，继续完成他后面的这个宣教的训练。
And so after a few days, she actually flew back to Malaysia to accomplish the entire mission with a child.
以至于她可以在毕业典礼上啊，完成所有的学业之后，毕业拿到毕业证书，站在众人的面前为主的名来做见证，说是的，我是软弱的，但是靠着主，我可以完成这一切，而且能够站立得住。
And so in the graduation ceremony, she was able to make a testimony, say, "I am weak."But with God's strength, I was able to stand firm in the end.
弟兄姐妹，你我都是一样的。
Brothers and sisters, you and I are the same.
我们一样面对征战的对象，不是属血气的，是属灵的魔鬼的诡计。
We all face the evil schemes of the evil one and the dark powers of this world.
但是无论是在圣经里面，还是在我们的身边，有云彩一般的见证人不断地向我们做见证，说是的，这件事情是可以完成的。当我们学习靠着主，依靠他的大能大力，我们就可以成为刚强的人。
We are surrounded by witnesses like a cloud, and we can accomplish all of this that we can stand firm for Him in the end.
愿我们在神的面前也有这样的志向。
May we have this desire in us.
经历神的能力和恩典，成为刚强的人。
To experience His grace, to be someone who is strong in the Lord.
我们唱这首回应的诗歌，软弱的我得刚强。